An influential government task force is recommending that men ages 75 or over not get screened for prostate cancer. Commentator Douglas Camero is a former assistant surgeon general. He explains the pros and cons of getting screened.
Preventive medicine is optional. When patients come into the office bleeding, we don't have a choice whether to treat them or not. We do the best we can, using whatever information is available. But that's not how preventive medicine works. Because when you're asking asymptomatic people to come into your office and exposing them to possible side effects, you have to be clear that what you're doing has been proven to help them. So, how do you decide whether to get a screening test? First, you have to know something about the disease you're screening for. It needs to be an important, relatively common, and serious disease. But it also helps if the disease has a long asymptomatic phase, when a screening test could find it early. If you get a disease and it's immediately fatal, a screening test won't be of any use. Screening tests all have risks associated with them, side effects, costs, false positives, and so forth. So you need one that's cheap, accurate, and has acceptable side effects. But most importantly, screening tests must have proven benefits. They have to identify a disease that we can actually do something about that makes a difference in health outcomes. And the benefits have to outweigh the harms related both to the screening and treatment. So where does this leave us with prostate cancer screening? Is it a serious common disease? Absolutely. Over 28,000 American men will die from prostate cancer this year. Does it progress slowly with a long asymptomatic phase? Yes. Do we have an accurate screening test for it? Well, the PSA blood test is inexpensive and pretty accurate. But what about the proven benefits of PSA screening? Do they outweigh the harms? This is the problem. There just aren't any good studies to show that men who get screened and treated for prostate cancer live longer than those who don't. So the benefits are unknown, but the harms of screening and treatment are real and well documented. They include not just the costs and pain of treatment, but also the incontinence and impotence that some men get after surgery. The problem is that some prostate cancer grows quickly and is lethal. Some, especially in older men, is slow growing and never causes a problem. That's why people say that more older men die with prostate cancer than of prostate cancer. Bottom line, talk to your doctor about these recommendations and pick your screening tests wisely. Make sure that there's good evidence that the benefits outweigh the harms of both diagnosis and treatment.
That was commentator Douglas Camero. He's a family physician in Maryland. This is NPR, National Public Radio.